T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Time is 1:29, brought to you by Goodrich & Geist. Get the good guys. Goodrich & Geist, Pittsburgh's personal injury attorneys. Let's go out to the Hall & Capitas fan hotline, where we find Jason Mackey, covers the Pirates for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Jason, wondering if you can give us as complete a story on O'Neill Cruz as there is right now with what's happening.
Yeah, kind of trying to piece it together right now, but this is what we know. In the Dominican Republic, and O'Neill Cruz, he was in Altoona, but went home to the Dominican, was in an accident, they say after curfew, late at night, on Monday, and he hit a motorcycle carrying 3 people. All 3 of those people died. O'Neill Cruz, from what I understand, is fine. I talked to his agent a little bit ago. I'm sure he's shaken up. There's no evidence that alcohol or anything was in play there. It just seems like a very unfortunate accident. The motorcycle, again, I don't understand why it had 3 people on it. Maybe it was one with a sidecar or something like that, but was driving ahead of Cruz. I think it was obviously dark out. There was no lights on the motorcycle, so I can't determine who was at fault, but it doesn't sound like there was anything egregiously against O'Neill Cruz at this point.
Yeah, 2 things, Jason. The first, you say curfew. I mean, is it just because of his age, he's not allowed to be driving out there that night, or what?
I'm unclear on that, Ron. That's the way it was worded in the Dominican newspaper. All I know, it was late at night. I don't know if they have, it doesn't strike me that they would have, a COVID curfew or something. So just it was later at night.
The other thing that I immediately thought of was that this is a franchise that has had some rotten luck with guys in their homeland driving, and I immediately thought of Jung Ho Gung. And I'm not saying that there was any alcohol involved here, but that was my first thought, you know?
I know. No, I hear you. And, you know, honestly, I saw this morning, and then I started texting some people in the Pirates organization that, you know, mainly people on the international side and trying to get a little bit more intel. They hadn't heard anything about it. I mean, that's stuff gradually started trickling out. But, you know, if it was a Jung Ho Gung situation or if it was anything really bad, I feel like, you know, that would have been picked up. It would have been blasted all over the place. But in any case, I do agree with you, Ron. And you know, O'Neill Cruz is an exciting prospect. And, you know, it's not like he's not going to play baseball again or this is going to prohibit his life in any way, at least not from the information we have at this point. It's just, you know, geez, and not just the prospects, not just driving in their own country. It just seems like if anything can go wrong with this franchise lately, it does.
Jason, I saw in a different story where Cruz's agent was asked if Cruz is facing any charges, and the agent declined comment. So do you know if he's facing charges of any kind?
I don't know if he's facing any charges at this point, Joe. I was in contact with Rafa Niedas as well, and he did the same to me. But it's, you know, nobody's talking about it. The Pirates don't know at this point. They're still gathering more information, as we all are trying to do.
Joe, can we move on? I want to ask Jason a question about this draft situation. You okay, or do you got a follow-up here?
Go ahead.
You know, seemingly good news. It looks like they're in line, I guess, to get the number one draft choice next year. Jason, how big of a deal was that for them?
Very big, Ron, very big. You know, the rocker kid that I wrote about yesterday, I think it's in today's paper, but, you know, he is to me, what this franchise needs: exciting arm, throws hard, good head on his shoulders, comes from good parents. You know, you can never go wrong, in my opinion, stockpiling young pitchers. I talked to Jonathan Mayo from MLB.com the other day about, you know, about Rocker and also just about the draft order, and there was some suspicion that, like, this wasn't going to happen. They were going to use results from 19, results from 20, do some sort of weird system. But, you know, Jeff Passan had that this morning that they're going to theoretically use 20 results. So big deal for the Pirates. The best thing they can do is stockpile young arms. And if you wind up with Kumar Rocker and you throw him in there with Brennan Malone and Quinn Priester, you know, you can be as mad as you want to about the Pirates in the present, but those are absolutely three young arms to get excited about.
Jason Mackey, Post-Gazette. So is there yet a prospect, like sometimes I remember in hockey, people would be looking a year or two down the road and there would be really like a generational prospect. I think we can all agree that going into next season, the Pirates will again be a candidate for the number one pick. Is there a guy in the 2022 draft that people are already looking at?
I haven't gotten that far ahead, Joe. I'll be honest with you. I'd be lying to you if I said I looked too much at that. You know, the guys in the 2021 draft, you look a little bit more at them. And one of the things I was talking to Mayo about was the strength of the draft is with high school position players. And that probably will apply to the Pirates less if they end up with the number one overall pick. I can't imagine they wouldn't take Kumar Rocker or his teammate Jack Leiter. But honestly, as far as 2022, I can't say for sure. If we look at Pirates prospects coming down the pike at that point, I mean, you might be looking at a Nick Gonzalez. I would imagine he's ready. Their 2020 first round pick who's come along, and we talked about O'Neill Cruz at the beginning. He, you know, is probably a partial minor league season away from being ready as well.
Jason, I've been around a long time watching a lot of games. I don't know that I've ever seen a worse hitting team than this. Is there any explanation for how guys that hit last year, and I'm talking about Frazier, certainly Josh Bell. Is there any reason for this kind of decline this year?
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel like I'm breaking any news here, but they're striking out entirely too much. Their pitch selection is bad. You know, and where that comes from to me, it's not a mechanic thing where these guys suddenly just stopped listening to Rick Eckstein or Rick Eckstein suddenly started coaching them to strike out. I mean, I think one of the, you know, sort of sneaky bad parts of this season, you know, and obviously I'm not trying to, like, explain away Pirates' financial situation, anything like that, but, you know, I don't think any of us thought about a 60-game season and then the prospect of, like, what happens when you stink and how do you get out of that? You know, if you look at a bigger market team, like just, you know, I don't know, the Yankees, for instance, because they went through some struggles and then pulled themselves out of it, like you have other guys all over the diamond, or maybe you have your pitchers really carrying you for a little bit. But when you don't have that large amount of talent, that large talent base, there's nobody else that is going to step up and carry you. You can even draw a Penguins parallel, right? Like you have Sid or Gino or Letang out. You have a, you know, Jared McCann stepping up, or Tristan Jarry stepping up, or Brian Rust. Like there's other guys, and the Pirates went through that with a rail thin roster, and they didn't really know how to get themselves out of it. And so the application to me to hitting is a bunch of guys pressing and trying like heck to get out of these slumps, and they're not doing a very good job of it.
Lastly, Brian Reynolds said he wants to play center field. Do you think he will be their everyday center fielder next year? I guess he's got to hit above 182, but do you think if that happens, he will be?
Yeah, I mean, I think your words carry more weight when your batting average is over 200. You know, honestly, no, I don't, Joe. And I don't know if that's going to sit terribly well with Brian Reynolds, but every indication, you guys talk about this with Shelty too on your show, he's not really down for like this guy plays in this spot and bats in this spot of the order every single day. I don't know if we've reached 1 through 9, if we've reached any sort of definitive conclusions other than maybe like Jacob Stallings is their number one everyday catcher. And I, you know, that's not really a big leap to make. So no, I mean, I expect him to rotate his outfield. Cole Tucker, Anthony Alford, Gregory Polanco, Brian Reynolds, you know, three of the four can play center field. I expect that to continue next season.
Jason, we appreciate the time, man. You can follow Jason's stuff at postgazette.com. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for having me. Talk to you next week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.